10 by 12.
Okay.
Wait, 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 no, it just, some people might not have realized. And
it's going now.
Okay. So we were up to the end of Perek Ches. And I wanted to explain, this may take a little bit of time, combined with, where is our chart? Is a chart somewhere? Do we not have the chart? Of the
second one?
No, it's not here. The tour chart.
The new tour chart, yeah.
Here it is. So this is the one that is of interest to me. I can shut this down for a second there, just so I can email you guys. It's taking time to come up. Give me a second. It's a little odd. Here we go. Okay. So you see that chart? That's the second page. Right? The right page was what each year is in the 247-year cycle, and hopefully you got a corrected version. But this is the layout of every possible year. Now, what I wanted to do was think about... What's going on here? I'll open it one more time. Okay, I want to think about how many different years you can actually have. Okay, in the calendar. Now, if you think about it, there are 4 days. Okay, we can either have Pshutos, and you can have Me'ubaros. Now, which days of the week can Rosh Hashanah fall out on?
Monday. Anything but.
Okay, so Beis, Gimel, Hay, and Zion. Now, each year theoretically could have how many days in it? How many days could a leap year, a non-leap year, have in it? Okay, so it could either be Chaseros, Kisidron, or Shlemos. And same thing for a Meuberes. Okay, maybe we should separate that a little bit. All right, so you can have three... Now, theoretically, therefore, how many different constellations of years can you have? A year is basically given by knowing whether it's leap or not leap. And then you need 2 letters, like you have in the tour chart. What day is Rosh Hashanah, and whether the months are Chaseros, Kisidron, or Shlemos. And if you know it's a leap year or not a leap year, you know whether to add in the 30-day Adar. How do you know whether it's a leap year or not a leap year? It depends which year of the 19 year, and that's automatic. You can figure that out mathematically. Now, let's see which of these years should actually be possible. Now, the way you want to figure it out is, I could have a Beis Chaser, a Beis Kisidron, or a Beis Shlemos. Are all those years possible in a Shana Pshuta? The answer is no. Why not? Well, it should be obvious. And what we're going to do is, we're going to pretend that if Rosh Hashanah came out on a Monday in a non-leap year, and it was a Chaser year, when will Rosh Hashanah be the next year? Okay, so if it's a Chaser year, how many days are in a non-leap year? 353, which means when you divide by 7, when you take the remainder divided by 7, what do you get?
3.
Which means if it were a Beis Chaser, when would Rosh Hashanah be the next year? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right? It would be out ahead. What?
That works.
It works, I know. And now you can easily fill out the rest. What would it be if it was a Kisidron?
354.
You don't have to do it again, just add 1.
4.
So which day of the week?
Vav.
And Zion. Okay, let's just go through the chart first. If it were Gimel, again, you could just add 1 day here. What would a Gimel Chaser be?
Vav, Zion,
Vav, Zion, and then Aleph, right? And then if it were 2 days later, right, if it were a Thursday, and it were Chaser, what would it be?
Zion.
Not Zion, it's 2.
Aleph.
Oh, sorry.
All right, it would be Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And then, finally, if it were Zion,
Gimel,
it would be Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Before we deal with that, let's just go now create the chart here. We just need to figure out one, and we got the rest. If it were, well, it's the easier one to figure out is, if it were a Shalim year and a leap year, and Rosh Hashanah were Monday, what's it the next year?
Monday.
Monday.
Remember, the Shlemos in the leap year is 385 days. Mm-hmm. Exact number of weeks.
So, this is Monday, this is Tuesday, this is Thursday, and that is Shabbos. You know that automatically, and now you can just backtrack. Aleph Zion, Dalet Gimel, Dalet... No, I didn't. I gotta learn my letters. Beis Aleph Sari, Hey is Dalet Gimel, and Zion is Vav Hey. Now, once we know that, these are... This is what would happen. So theoretically, just from a grid, you can create 24 possible different years. Leap or not leap, four different days of the week Rosh Hashanah can come out on, and Chaseros, Kisidron, and Shlemos. 2 times 3 times 4 is 24. However, of course, as you know, they're not all possible because you can't set up a situation where next year's Rosh Hashanah is on an invalid date. So let's cross out what cannot be. You can't have this. You can't have this. You can't have this, and you can't have that. Now, here, you cannot have Aleph. You can't have Aleph here. You can't have Dalet, and you can't have Vav. How many have we crossed out? See, it's much better with one with a different color.
Nine.
We've crossed out nine, which should leave how many?
15.
So let's identify what are the 15 possible years. Let's just do it by its two-letter mnemonic. We can have Beis Ches. We can have Beis Shlemos. We can have Gimel Kisidron. We can have Hey Kisidron. We can have Hey Shlemos. We can have Zion Chaseros. And we can have Zion Shlemos. Now, let's go this one. This is Pshutas. Let's go to Ubaros. What can we have? We can have... We can have Beis Chaser. We can have Beis Shlemos or Shalem. We can have Gimel Kisidron. And we can have... Gimel Shlemos, and then we can have
Hey
Chaser,
and Hey
Shlemot, and then what about Zion?
Zion Chaser, Zion
Shlemot. Okay.
Those are 15.
So there are 15. Look at this chart. How many do you see possibilities? Do you see? Everybody but Jordan, which is the missing one? Which doesn't exist that should be able to exist? We have to explain why. But first you have to explain which. Well, you can figure out it's not on the Chasera side, because there are seven Pshuta years and on the chart and seven here. They line up. It's going to be one of the Mubaras can't happen. Which one?
We can choose. Yes.
That's what I'm asking you to do. Figure it out.
This is a Gimel Shalem.
Correct. Gimel Shalem does not exist, even though it should. And then the question is, why not? Before we do that, I want to look back at the Rambam, because the Rambam in the last halacha gives you some kitzurim, some brief simanim, which, if you know something about the year, you know something about the way it falls out. Note, by the way, what can you say about Tuesdays? When Rosh Hashanah is a Tuesday, what do you know about the year? If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Tuesday, what can you say about
Shalom?
What? It's never Shalom. It's always considered. Whenever Rosh Hashanah, remember, there are only three possibilities. One which doesn't happen for a reason we have to explain why.
Oh, so it's always Kisidra.
So the Rambam will say that. If the Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, you know it's a Kisidra. So let's actually, with that in mind, let me go back to the Rambam and let's read what he writes in the last halacha in Paraches. Okay. Where are we here? Halacha Yud, which is what we were up to. Yesh sham simanim. Shetismoch aleihem. Is this readable? Big enough?
Yeah.
Kidei shalotita becheshvon Sidur Chodesh, yes.
Sorry, before we continue. This is saying that Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on Tuesday the year after Shalem?
No. All this says for the moment is that if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Tuesday, you know that the year must be a Kisidron year.
It's not Shalem.
Or Chaser.
Right, but I'm saying specifically that thing we X'd out.
Correct. In other words, in a leap year, even though if it were Shalem, what would happen, by the way, if it were Shalem, when would Rosh Hashanah be the next year?
Shalem overall.
In Gimel.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, it'd be the same day.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be wrong at first. In fact, it's not fundamentally wrong, but there's a reason it can't happen. We're going to explain why. That's the fun part. So let's read the Rambam again. Yesh sham simarim shetismoch aleihem. Kadesh lotita becheshbon sidr chodshe hashana. Vehem benuyim al ikare ze hacheshbon vahakvios, hakvios vahadachios shebayarnu darkom ve'eluhem. It's based upon all the stuff we've explained until now, will determine certain things about how the year falls out. Number one, kol shana, shiye rosh hashana abba bishlishi, tia la'olam kisidran lapi cheshbon ze. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Tuesday, it always will be Kisidron, Beim Pshuta, Beim Uberes, which immediately raises the question, why? Why can't you have an Uberes Gimel Shlema? We will explain. The Rambam doesn't explain, we will explain why. V'im yia Rosh Hashanah b'sheni, b'shabes o b'sheni, lo tia Kisidron la'olam, Beim Pshuta, Beim Uberes. So take a look. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Monday or on Shabbos, the first and last lines, what do you never ever get? You never get a Kisidron, right? If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, whether it's a non-leap year, if you had a Kisidron, it would have come out on Wednesday the next year, and in a leap year, it would have come out on Friday. Those are both no-nos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Monday, if you were to leave it as a Kisidron, it would be Friday in a Pshuta year, and it would the next year, and the Muberes the next year would be on a Sunday. Neither of those are acceptable. So the Rambam says, if it comes out on Monday or Thursday, it can never be a Kisidron year. Comes out on Tuesday, it's always a Kisidron year. And then he says, V'im yiyeh Rosh Hashanah b'chamishi, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, then im Pshutahi i'efsher sheyiyu chadasheh chaserim v'cheshvon zeh. Right? Look at the hey choices in the Pshutos. What are the options? Hey, bottom line, hey, Kisidron, and hey, Shlemos. You cannot have hey, Chaseros. And the reason is because Rosh Hashanah next year would come out on a Sunday. So the Rambam says, if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, if it's a non-leap year, the months cannot be Chaserim. They could be Kisidron or Muberes. Muberes, but if it's a leap year, and it's on a Thursday, e'efsher sheyu chadasheh Kisidron l'fi cheshbon zeh. It can be Hey Chos Chaseros, Hey Shlemos, but it can't be Hey Kisidron, because if it were the following year, Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Wednesday, and that's a no-no. So what you see there, which we sketched out very, very simply by brute force, the Rambam defines the rules for you here. But he leaves us with one gap, which is the fun, to determine why is it that if Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, it cannot be it cannot be anything but a Kisidron year. Why can't it be a Shlemos year? In a Mu'uberes. Because after all, next year Rosh Hashanah would just come out on Tuesday. The answer to the question is, it's not that we wish to avoid such a year. It's that it is arithmetically impossible. It's arithmetically impossible. And let's explain why. In a leap year, if I tell you that Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, in a leap year, what is the possible times of the molad of Tishrei in that year? Jordan is smiling because now he appreciates it. Now it's obvious once you hear it. If I tell you Rosh Hashanah, this is a leap year. It was Monday this year. But let's say this year had been a Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah were Tuesday. When did the molad of Tishrei take place? What is the earliest time the molad of Tishrei... Well, let's do it this way. What is the latest time that the molad of I want to backtrack one second. I want to do it slightly different. Supposing, let's go to our case here. I want to make this leap year, which is on a Tuesday, I want to make it a Shlemos year.
When will next year's Rosh Hashanah have to be then? On a Tuesday. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Tuesday, in a leap year, which is the Batu Tachbat rule? Gatrad is in any regular year, and Batu Tachbat is in the Motzei Uberes, correct? All right. So first, let me start the following. We'll do both ends. Firstly, how much time is there
after a leap year?
Batu Tachbat is after a leap year, right? Okay, good. How much time is there between the Molad of Tishrei of the leap year and Tishrei of the following year? That's a standard thing. What is the Sheiris Hashanah HaMu'beris? The answer is, I'm going to put it in my number terms. It's Hacha Tachbat. Okay? 5 days, 21 hours, 489 halah. Now, for Rosh Hashanah in a leap year to come out, I'm trying to remember, there's a catch that's missing for me here. For Rosh Hashanah to come out on Tuesday in a leap year, what is the range, you're going to look at the picture from last week, what is the range of possible molados for this year? The answer is, it could go from any time from Monday, 18 hours, and zero halakim, because that would be a molad zakin. If a molad came out on Monday at that time, at the beginning of leap year, Rosh Hashanah would be Tuesday. Up until, in a leap year, it could be
317
and 1,079. Okay? Now, when will, based upon that range, this is in order to get Rosh Hashanah equals Gimel in a Me'uberes. Now, let's do a little math here. If that's when the Molad will be this year, when will the Molad be next year? Well, let's just do the math. If this is the Molad, if the Molad were Molad Zakim, we would add to that 5, 21, and 489. And what would we get? Well, in the Halakim next year, the Molad would be 489. What would the hours come out to be? 39. So it's going to be 15 hours. And then we got to carry a 1, one extra day. So it's 8 days. And 8 days is actually 1. So next year, the Molad would be Sunday, 15 hours. So far, so good. So far, so good. Okay. Now, let's do the same thing for the last possible moment the Molad could have been. Right. Rabbi, do you understand this part, the first part?
In other words, the Molad, when you're calculating, would come out on a Sunday, in the sense you...
Forget that. Do you understand the first line?
The first line...
In other words, if I tell you that Rosh Hashanah this year...
What the range is for when the Molad can come out.
If it turns out Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday at the beginning of the year.
Right.
All I'm doing now is assuming... What will the range, if that is in fact the Molad this year,
right,
what is the range of possible Molad this year, next year?
Right.
And based upon the rule of the Dechios and the Molad, when must we set Rosh Hashanah next year? That's all we're looking at. Okay, because that's the one rule we know. We know how to determine when Rosh Hashanah is. How do we figure out when Rosh Hashanah is? We figure out the Molad of Tishrei, and we apply the 4 Dechios. And that is when Rosh Hashanah is. Whether it's a Chaser or Shlemos Kisidron, is a byproduct of when Molad Rosh Hashanah is this year, when Rosh Hashanah is this year, Rosh Hashanah is next year. That's a byproduct. That's not the driving factor. The determining factor for Rosh Hashanah is always based upon when is the Molad of Tishrei and apply the 4 Dechios. Period. End of discussion.
Wait, sorry. I don't understand. And before the calendar was set, like, how do they know when to add an extra month?
That was, they knew when the seasons were. They could tell that... they could tell that the...
I don't know, are these 7 are just set so that we don't lose too many days of pain? I mean, it's arbitrary where we...
The 7 out of 18. Yes, I mean, it's basically done to keep the seasons roughly as close as you can to in sync.
Okay.
Okay. So now, let's add the same number here, okay, to this. And here's where it gets fun. If you think very quickly arithmetically, what is the answer to this additional problem? If you do the math and do the subtraction, you're wasting your time. Do smart math. How do you get that number to 1,080? Borrow one. What are you left with, Avram?
599.
This says 489. What are you left with?
Sorry,
599. No. 488. 1,079. I'm going to do this as basically 1,079 plus 489 is the same thing as 1,080 plus 488. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? I just took one off here and added it onto that. It's the same arithmetic.
Oh, of course.
Now, that's what I tell you.
Right.
You could do the arithmetic and subtract 1,080.
Yeah, okay,
this is the shorthand. Okay? I'm telling you that the remainder is 488.
Okay.
You got to carry a 1.
Yes.
Now, what happens when you carry it? You get 38 plus 1 is 39.
Right.
And now remainder it, and you get take 24 away, and you get 15.
Yeah.
You got to carry a 1. You get what? 5, 3, and 1 is 9. Subtract 7. You get 2. Do you recognize that number? 215, 488? Of course not. But if you add 1, Chelek, do you recognize the number?
Yeah, that was the
Batu Takpat. What year is this year? It's a pshuta after a me'uveres. Right? This is the leap year. This is going to be Rosh Hashanah in a pshuta she'achar me'uveres, right? The next year after the leap year, that's starting on a Tuesday, that we want to make shleimos, we want to like candy, is going to be a pshut d'sha'achar me'uveres. So this is the possible range of molados in the year after. If I tell you that the molad range is between 115 and 489, 215 and 488, when is Rosh Hashanah going to be set the next year? Well, let me ask you this. If the molad were 115, 489, when is Rosh Hashanah going to be? That's easy.
Monday.
If the Molad were 215, 489, when would it be? If it were 489.
It would be Monday.
It would be no Tuesday. If it was 489, Batu Takpat.
489.
I said 489. Not what I was saying. 489, it would be Tuesday. But 488?
Still Monday.
Still Monday.
Yes.
Which means that based upon this Molad, it has to be Monday the next year. Not because you couldn't have a 385 day year, but because based upon the actual Molad of Tishrei, if the Molad of Tishrei this year, a leap year, is as such that Rosh Hashanah is Mikvah on Tuesday, it is impossible that the Molad will be late enough to be Koveh on Tuesday next year. It just won't work. You don't have enough Halakim in the year to get you there.
And that will work if we try it with any of these other 14 possibilities?
I haven't, but yes, it will work.
Let's go back.
So
what's so terrible if the Molad comes out, let's say it'll come on Sunday, so you make it on Monday?
Correct.
So
but if Rosh Hashanah this year, the leap year, was a Tuesday,
right,
and Rosh Hashanah next year is a Monday, by definition it's only 384 days.
All right, I see.
Right, there's the reason why you can't get a Shanah Mumeres, a Gimel Shlemos, is because you don't have enough Halakim to get you the Molad that was Koveya the leap year to be on Tuesday. There isn't enough time that transpires to get the Molad late enough next year that by the rules of the Molados and the Chios that we put it on a Tuesday. Maybe it can only be in the range of Monday.
That's the most confusing thing.
So why don't we have a rule?
Can we take a day off from the Mubarak? Or you can't do that? It's locked in.
The rule is, remember, how do we determine Rosh Hashanah? We set Rosh Hashanah this year based upon its Molad on the Chios and Rosh Hashanah next year. So Mimela, it doesn't violate the rules of when Rosh Hashanah comes out. You just can't get there.
And this is problematic because it falls out on Monday?
But it just would be. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah and a leap year comes out on a Tuesday, the only way that you do not have enough hours, days, hours, and chavakim to get you so that the Molad would dictate Tuesday next year as well. The latest you can get is Monday.
And so why does that disqualify this year from being Tuesday Shalem? Meaning, why can't we just have a rule of Tuesday Shalem out of a leap year?
Because there's no such thing. The way we determine whether it's considered on
Chaseros or Shlemos is by figuring out when is Rosh Hashanah this year and when is Rosh Hashanah next year. And then we just look at how many days are in between, meaning what's your offset in the week.
Okay.
And then you know whether to make Maror Cheshvan Kislev 29-30, 30-30, 29-29. So what I'm telling you is that if this is the only way, the truth is I was incorrect in this actually. Theoretically speaking, what is the earliest time? Oh, no, I am correct. Yeah, I'm correct. Okay? In other words, if I tell you that Rosh Hashanah is a Tuesday this year, and assuming it's a leap year for the moment, it makes it simpler, actually, you know that the Molad had to have been somewhere in this time period. Because otherwise, if it were earlier than this, when would Rosh Hashanah have been?
The day before.
No, Monday, right? Monday.
Yeah.
And if it were later than this, it would have been on Thursday. It would have been pushed off to Wednesday on the Rosh Hashanah, and it pushed off another day because Lo Adin Rosh. So I know if we are now in a Shana Mu'beres and Rosh Hashanah is a Tuesday, that's a given. I cannot tell you when the Molad was. The Molad was sometime in this time range. If I know that the Molad was sometime in this time range this year, then I know that the Shana Pshuta, which follows this year, the Molad has to be in this range. All I did was add the Sheris Shana Mu'beres.
So it won't be Shalem, it will be
It will be considered by definition in this range.
Oh, by definition it has to be.
It's not because there's something wrong with the Shlemos here. The 13 Molados are not going to be enough to push next year's Rosh Hashanah onto a Tuesday.
Yeah, I get
100%. So
that's why it always falls out on.
That's why you can never get, once it's a Gimel, even in a leap year, it's always going to be a Kisidron. Kisidron would take you to Monday next year, 384.
Okay.
Now that you basically know everything to make a Torah chart, so basically, if you always stuck with Duadat Zad,
the seven
Zad, we made those seven Shalayim every time, it would just be Mela, we would have the Torah chart that would just work out, assuming that we started on the same day as them.
If you start with the the first Molad, and you just
went again?
Baharad of the first of year one,
okay.
Beis, Hei, Reish, Galad. And for every month that's transpired, you add one day, 12 hours, 700 kalakim, do the arithmetic to strip it down, you will get the molad of every single month. You take the molad of Tishrei of this year and the molad of Tishrei of next year, you apply the arba and the chios to both, then you know which year you're on the 19-year cycle, that's basic, just divide by 19, take the remainder, or I think subtract 1, divide by 19, and add one to the remainder, something like that, whatever it is, you know which day Rosh Hashanah is based upon when the Molad is and when the Arba Dechios. You look at next year's Rosh Hashanah to know whether it's how many days have transpired, whether it's Chaseros, Sidron, Shlemos, and you generate the entire Torah chart.
Right.
If I remember next time, it's on my computer, but I can't transfer it quickly now, I'm happy to share with you, I actually did it, and I generated in a spreadsheet the entire Torah chart. Right? It's all generated through formulas.
And then, how much time are we losing in those 19 years from the actual solar?
So that brings us to the beginning of the next parak, which maybe we'll just start now. If there are no further questions, I want to just start the next parak, which is going to then, it's the next two parakim deal with Tekufas Hachama, for the purposes of knowing when the Tekufo starts, Tekufas Nisan, Tekufas Tamas, Tekufas Tishrei, Tekufas Teves, and for the Machzor of the solar years, and that's what the next two parakim deal with.
Can I just confirm that I got it right?
Absolutely.
The way it works out, Rosh Hashanah on the Tuesday of a leap year, because of the rules of Hachat Hakpat, which was there, what was that rule again? The 317 and 107?
If I tell you the Molad, a Tuesday, the Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, you know the Molad.
It's Molad Zaken.
Correct.
It's Molad Zaken for Molad Zaken.
If the Molad took place on Monday at noon or later, up until Tuesday, a chelek before noon, then the Molad, then Tishrei, and then Rosh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah will be on Tuesday.
Now, the only thing I don't understand is the 5-21-49.
That's how many in 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Sheris Shana Mu'beres. In other words, if I tell you...
If Sheris Shana Mu'beres is nothing. If I said it breaks even. Shana Mu'beres.
No,
85 days.
No. That's in terms of the number of days. Mu'beres Shlema is an exact number of weeks. That has nothing to do with when the actual Molad comes
molad
out.
To molad,
if you multiply 13... times one day, 12 hours, and 793 halakim, you will get ha. So if this is the Molad this year,
You add this amount, and that's the molad next year. If this were the molad this year, you add that same amount, and you get to next year's molad.
So we're calculating the molad, not the day which you think.
Correct. Because
so
that's how
molad,
we determine Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so now I got it. So Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah falls on a Tuesday on a leap year. The molad of the next year will only fall out 384 days away. It could never be...
383, that's the problem, actually. You only add it up, it only gets to about 383 and something days.
But well, then why do we have Kesidran? It should be Chaser.
No, because a half a day you can have.
Maybe because of Molad Zaken.
Correct.
Okay, so it comes out to 383, enough to get us to the next Molad Zaken to push off 384. For our
correct, and it couldn't be 383 anyway because it would wind up on Sunday. And you can't have Rosh Hashanah Sunday, we'd be Dochet anyway.
Okay, fine.
So that's why when Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, you know it is always going to be a Kesidran year. Bein Pshuta, Bein Muberes. And even though Muberes, you could have theoretically had a 385 day year, you can't have it because there's not enough time to get you to a Molad that would make next year's Rosh Hashanah Tuesday.
So it's going to be at most a 384 day year?
It won't always be exact. Right. Arithmetically, it's a 383 day and something year. But calendar wise, it's always a 384 day year.
Uh-huh.
A Gimel Muberes.
At exactly that 383 days.
How many hours
are we going to be into that day?
I don't just do the. In other words,
it would be anything past 18 hours, 383 past 18.
I don't remember. I think it's less than half a day actually.
So then why don't we call it on the 383rd day?
Because it's going to be a Sunday.
So you push it off anyways.
Yeah.
So okay, fine. So it's always going to be 384.
It's always going to be a Kesidran. When it's
Rosh Hashanah, even though arithmetically it comes out
384. When Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, that year is either always 354 or 384. Because always Kesidran.
Always Kesidran.
Right, so now you understand why we have only 14 possibilities, not 15. Because it just arithmetically can't happen. Not that it would create the problem.
So just to chazer, the shorthand is that Beis and Zion are either Chaser or Shalim, and then Gimel is always Kesidran. And
it can be anything. Well, depends. If it's in a regular year, it can't be Chaseros. If it's in a leap year, it can't be Kesidran. Right? The only Kesidran here you can have without not being Gimel is a Hay and a Shana Pshuta. You can have Gak, and Hak.
That's very useful.
No, sure. Right. Okay. Fine. So maybe we'll stop here. God willing, next week we'll begin Kufa Sachama. Material, you know, Prakim, Tess, and Yud. It's pretty straightforward. There's only one tricky part in the Rabbah that always makes you a little crazy. God willing, we should move that relatively quickly, and then we move on to the real challenging stuff.